I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition, and I'm here with Dr. Courtney Cossat, coming in here to talk about the second annual Cape Folk Fest. It's hard to believe it's already been a year since then, so welcome.
Well, thank you so much, John. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what, I guess, some of the things that you learned from the last Folk Fest and some of the things that you've been working on since then.
Well, sure, I'd be happy to. So I learned from my first Folk Fest last year that people do enjoy a chance, the opportunity to come together as a community and celebrate our local forms of art and music. It's nice when it is free of charge, and therefore that's where the grant funding comes in. So those were things I learned that were successful in year one. Last year, I also had made this like a weekend long event, and I learned that I better just make it one day this year.
Okay. And also, I'm not sure if there's some things that are tied in with our nation's 250th. But maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. And it is timely with our 250th anniversary birthday of America. To me, as a historian, I love to study like people's history and think about the cultural artifacts of our past and like the stories of people who might not be necessarily highlighted in our textbooks. And that's really what folk art, music, and history is like the history of everyday people. As a historian, I've always been interested in those kind of untold stories. So to me, folk music really encompasses like all of human history, but especially in America, it speaks to like the story of migration, of movement, of development, and you know, success in the face of obstacles.
So to start out, there's a talk that starts at 4 on, this is June 6th, in case, and it is a different venue this time, correct?
It is. Yeah, we're excited to be moving to the Forge at 509 Morgan Oak Street. And this is right over by River Campus. So very close to the Mississippi River. It used to be Cape Feed and Seed. It's a historic building. And it's you can still see the remnants of the old feed store in and around the building, which is neat.
Is this what was briefly called the Forge, or is this kind of... Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
The Forge, and I believe it's still
I think it's
called
still
that.
Called that.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, it's a really unique space. Tell me about you're going to talk about the Mississippi River steamboat history and just some of the things that are coming up on that day on June 6th.
Yeah, well, we've got a packed day. That's what happens when you put it all in one day. So we're going to kick it off at 4 o'clock with introductions and a short talk by Dr. Adam Criblay about the power of local history and the importance of place-based history. We will be moving into an interview with Don Greenwood, who is a local folk artist and musician. He's going to talk about some of his art. Then I'll be talking about Mississippi River steamboat history, which is one of my interests right now. And then we'll be kind of moving into some interactive activities outside. We'll have a tie-dye booth set up that'll be free. We'll have some games for kids. We'll have one food vendor outside and then a cash bar inside. And patrons are welcome to bring snacks and non-alcoholic drinks as well. Then from there, we'll move into the music. So our first band is Miserato. This is our local heroes, Jason Heater, Jesse Shupak, and they'll get us started. Then we'll move into the Mel Pupolo Trio. She's from St. Louis. She'll be coming down to play acoustic originals and great cover songs. And then closing us out will be Swamp Boys. That's four guys from Southern Illinois who will turn up the volume a little bit for us.
Yeah. I was at last year's Folk Fest and yeah, they played for quite a while, and it was a loud folk show.
It was great. Yeah,
yeah,
thanks.
Fully amplified.
Thanks for coming.
So let's talk about, you know, obviously it is a free event. I know parking might be a little bit different because it's in a different venue. Can you tell us a little bit about parking and where people can park and find a place to either walk or park or vice versa.
Sure. And that's one of the reasons we reconsidered the venue. We wanted our event to be handicapped accessible and for there to be plenty of parking. So this is right on Morgan Oak Street, 509. And there is parking there at the venue and then a city lot right next door. So we do have a permit to use that. And the spaces are accessible. So I don't think that'll be a problem. I did forget to mention one activity that day, and I'm excited about this, is a dulcimer demonstration by Pierce Yates. So he's a local musician who builds his own dulcimers. He's going to talk about that.
Well, that's pretty neat because, you know, unless you're in the folk music scene or if you've been to, you know, I don't know, some historic demonstration, you maybe have never seen a dulcimer in your life. Briefly, what is a dulcimer?
I mean, it is a truly American folk instrument. It is a native instrument from the Appalachian region. And I don't want to spoil Pierce's talk too much, but there are a couple different kinds of dulcimers. So, you know, people build them, play them. It's a stringed instrument with a really unique sound.
All right. Looking forward to it. Once again, the second annual Cape Folk Fest is June 6th. And a different venue this time. It's at 509 Morgan Oak Street in Cape Girardeau. And once again, thanks to Dr. Courtney Cassatt for coming in and talking about it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. If people are interested in seeing more, they can check out Facebook, just Cape Folk Fest, or feel free to reach out to me with questions.
And I guess most importantly, for the most part, it is inside, so if people don't have to worry too much about the weather.
All the music is inside, and the activities are weather permitting, the outdoor.
Okay.
Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.